This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tiger fans, today is your day.
Arnold takes the snap, comes back over the middle, flush in the pocket, moving right. Ball comes free. Ball comes free, scooped up by Missouri Zion Young at the 15 to the 10. To the house, to the house, to the house with 30 seconds to play.
It's all about Kansas City's one true son.
Good snap, good place. Kick is up. It is...
Yes!
Oh, a walk-off winner from 61! Harrison Meavis sends the Mizzou students running onto the turf.
This is The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Now, here's the Tiger King.
So bounce it in, Missouri will hold it. Bill Self comes down, shakes the hand of the head coach, waves to the rest. Kansas heads, and here comes the students. Folks, Missouri's done it. For just the fifth time in school history, Missouri knocks off the number one team in the nation.
Carrington Harrison.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We appreciate you being here with us on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Yes, we are going to talk some Mizzou. We also are going to talk a lot of NFL. Coming up in just a bit, there is a rumor that has been circulating about George Karlaftis. It's a positive one. Don't get all worried. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. I think that this week could not have gone any better for Major League Baseball than what we've seen. We'll talk a little over-unders in the NFL. Did you know that we are exactly 50 days away from the first game of the NFL season, so that is going to happen before you know it. Maybe you take one or two vacations, you look up, and next thing you know, you find yourself getting ready for week one of the NFL regular season. We got a lot to get into today's show. BK is going to be on coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We didn't get a chance to do it yesterday. We will do it today. I got a chance to be joined by CC Sabathia. We'll play that for you, and the athletic director for the University of Missouri, Laird Veach, will be on the show coming up in about an hour or so. We got a lot to get into, but before we do any of that, I need you guys to do me this favor. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan, and I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars can be choosers, and you know what? If you could tell one person to check out the show this week, I would greatly appreciate it. I do want to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball, but let's start with a rumor that is circulating. Now, I have to preface all of this, and this is not me hating. I'm just telling you. I don't know who this Ricky Scoops guy is. I see that he is very popular on social media, and he gets a lot of things right. But I don't know who he is. This could be a bot. This could be an NFL general manager. It could be anybody. His identity has never been revealed. But it is very clear that he is plugged in to somebody in the National Football League and is in the know. So, yesterday, the Chiefs end up getting a deal done with Trey Smith. We were talking about the Trent McDuffie contract is one that the Chiefs would be taking a closer look at. And maybe they are. But we get this tweet from at Ricky Scoops. The Chiefs are closing in on a new deal with George Karlaftis. Expect it to be done during camp, but there is serious momentum towards getting an extension done. You guys know that George Karlaftis was a first-round pick. The Chiefs have picked up his fifth-year option. Certainly no reason not to pick up his fifth-year option. It certainly makes sense to me why the Chiefs will be interested in extending a contract with George Karlaftis. Couple of questions, though. I don't know why George Karlaftis would want to sign this deal right now. I also will be very, very interested, if this is true, on what the financials of this look like from Kansas City. Now, don't get me wrong. I think George Karlaftis has had a very strong start to his season, but he hasn't had a monster year. He has 1 year in which he's had double-digit sacks. We're not talking about a Pro Bowl caliber player. We're not talking about an all-pro caliber player. We're not talking about a guy that is considered around the league to be one of the better pass rushers in the National Football League. I'm not saying that's not a guy worth signing. Just what does an early contract extension look like for that kind of player? Rob, the Chiefs are doing what you want them to do. We like a player. It is now eligible for him to sign a contract extension. We're going to try to get this done as quickly as possible. But if we're talking about the high end of the market for his position, I don't think there's any reason to be having that conversation. He's not getting Nick Bosa money. He's not getting Myles Garrett money, Max Crosby. He's not in that category. How do you pay him? Let's say that you pay him like Chase Young, for example. Chase Young signed a 3-year deal. You remember him, very high draft pick coming out of Ohio State. He got a second contract. He moved down to New Orleans. He got a 3-year, $51 million deal and got around $28 million guaranteed. Would you feel comfortable giving that contract today to George Karlaftis? I mean, that's probably what the market is for a player of his caliber. But if I'm George Karlaftis, I'm a little surprised that he would want to get a deal done. Why not roll the dice and bet on yourself? Being an NFL player, you have to have the ultimate confidence in yourself. And for a defense that is returning almost everybody up front, if you get a healthy Charles Omenihu for next season, you got Chris Jones on the other side. If you can go out there and put together a 12, 13, 14 sack season and really take a step forward, I mean, we're talking about that could put an extra $30 million in your pocket. I'm surprised if George Karlaftis would, A, be willing to do a deal like this early on in the contract negotiations, and I don't really know what you offer him if you're Kansas City. You're obviously hopeful about what he can turn into. You're thinking that he can develop into one of the better pass rushers in the league, but we're not talking about breaking the bank for him. I am a little bit surprised, Rob, that George Karlaftis would kind of skip the line a bit if we were talking about him versus Trent McDuffie. It would give a lot of credence to what people were saying yesterday on the text line. Hey, this is the position that we feel we can draft really well, where DN pass rusher isn't really traditionally, at least with this regime, a position that they have drafted exceptionally well. I'm just surprised at this story, surprised at this rumor. I'm giving it a lot of respect because of who it comes from and his track record of getting things right. This honestly is a really head-scratching rumor to me.
So first off, I was joking with some people in the building the other day. Hey, are you a Pretty Ricky fan? And people were like, you know, it's an internet person, but he was dead right. He was 1,000% correct on Trey Smith, and he's been right in the past. Now, he doesn't bet 1,000. No one on the internet bets 1,000. But he kind of reminds me of, remember the college basketball guy, Trilly Donovan? Mm-hmm. He's basically that for people who are on the internet. I like the idea of signing George Karlaftis, and I like the idea of giving him the Chase Young deal. Maybe you give him a little less. I think he's worth more than the Mike Dana deal. Mike Dana got 3 for 24. Karlaftis is worth more than 3 for 24. But if you think the basement is Dana, 3 for 24, and you think the ceiling is Chase Young with that 3 for 51 you laid out, you kind of find something in the middle, and that's not a bad deal to extend George Karlaftis to. You're not going to end up paying him top-flight money because he's not a top-flight pass rusher. But if you feel like, hey, we got a good player on a good contract at a premium position locked up for the next 3-4 years, I don't know why Chiefs fans would be upset about that. Now, if the decision is to give Karlaftis a deal over McDuffie, then yeah, I'll be frustrated by that. But The idea of Karloftis and the number Karloftis will come in at is actually just smart business by the Chiefs, because you want to keep your good players in-house if the contract is, in fact, just good and not great.
Of course, but I think the Mike Dana comparison, and yeah, if you can get George Karloftis for a three-year, $24 million deal, you run to go get that deal signed. I just don't really know why George Karloftis would sign that deal when his fifth-year option is $15.2 million. He's going to make $15 million just next season playing for the Chiefs. So I'm agreeing to $24 million over the next 3 years. Also, looking at Mike Dana, who's a very good rotational pass rusher, Mike Dana's never had a double-digit sack season. George Karloftis has already had one. Just, I don't know why you wouldn't at least play it out one more year with George Karloftis, especially when you've been a healthy, productive player. We're not talking about a guy that's been really banged up, injury concerns. And I think you also saw the second half of the season when Charles Aminihou came back, you saw him play with a much different juice. Like, to me, this is sort of negotiating from a place of being scared when at 24 years old, and you've made good money. You signed a first-year contract, a four-year, $11 million deal. You got your option picked up, so I don't want to make it seem like you're broke or struggling by any means, but you play at a premium A1 position. I'm going to sign a contract 2 years early to be paid like Mike Dana, even though Mike Dana's never had a double-digit sack season. He was a mid-round pick. I was a first-round pick that has lived up to expectations. That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me on why George Karloftis would kind of be in that conversation. I'm not saying this rumor is true. I'm not saying that it's not true. I also would be very much in favor of signing George Karloftis to a deal. But there really isn't a player comparison I think you can kind of point to and say, hey, this is the framework for it. When talking about Trent McDuffie, there's a framework for what a deal for him looks like. Look at what Sauce Gardner got. Look at what Pat Surtain II got. Look at what J.C. Horn got. Hey, this guy's a very comparable player. We deserve to pay him. If I'm advising George Karloftis, I tell him to wait. And I tell him, hey, you're not that far off from a Max Crosby kind of season. I mean, Max Crosby, if you look at his first 3 years in the National Football League, Max Crosby was a good player. He had 10 sacks, 7 sacks, and 8 sacks. If you look at George Karloftis and what he's done so far early on in his career, so I just gave you the Max Crosby numbers. He had 10 sacks, 7 sacks, and 8 sacks. George Karloftis had 6, 10.5, and 8. You are not that far off from being Max Crosby. You know what Max Crosby did? In that fourth season, he got 12.5 sacks. In his fifth season, he got 14.5 sacks. And now Max Crosby is widely regarded as one of the best DNs in the National Football League and gets paid accordingly. He's a top five player paid at his position. George, that's what you can be. Taking the Mike Dana deal is selling yourself short. You could potentially be leaving $80 million on the table if you simply go out there and have a good year and dominate next season. Be a Pro Bowler, take that next step, and I'll go get you the money. I would just be I'm very intrigued to see if this is true and if this happens and if we end up getting the information, the tweet comes through that the Chiefs have agreed to a deal. How do you pay George Karloftis? And from financially, what sacrifice was George Karloftis willing to do to get this deal done pretty early on? I don't think there's a rush to pay George Karloftis. I don't think George should feel like there's a rush to get paid at this point in his career. You haven't put together that career year, that breakthrough kind of season. Go put that season together, and then we can have this conversation about what a second contract and a long-term extension looks like. I want to read you guys' text on this, 913-586-7965. BK is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll also talk about last night's All-Star game. You know what? The little home run derby swing-off they did. I'm not against seeing that more often. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's wrap up this conversation, at least for now, when it comes to George Karlaftis. If you miss it, there is a rumor flying around that the Chiefs are close to reaching a long-term extension with George Karlaftis. Now, I can't verify this rumor. I'm not even telling you that it's coming from an Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter. But the person that the rumor is coming from has a pretty good track record of getting these things right, or else I wouldn't be talking to you about it. I wouldn't be wasting your time with it. The rumor is that the Chiefs are closing in on a new deal for George Karlaftis, expected to be done during camp, but there is serious momentum towards getting an extension done. I like George Karlaftis. I'm interested in signing him to a long-term extension. I just don't really know what that looks like for a player who, A, hasn't had a monster season and doesn't have any personal accolades, hasn't been to a Pro Bowl, hasn't been an All-Pro, hasn't been considered to be one of the best pass rushers in the league. I'm just really curious what a contract extension looks like early for that player. I think you kind of know what it is after he finishes his deal, but we're talking about in the middle of his contract when the Chiefs still have 2 years of control left over George Karlaftis. I get why the Chiefs would want to try to get a deal done and get him for the cheap. I am a little surprised that George Karlaftis would really entertain a contract extension. Someone on the text line comes out and says, text line 913-586-7965, CDOT, I think a ceiling is probably closer to the deal that Jawan Taylor got. I mean, Jawan Taylor got $60 million guaranteed. I like George Karlaftis as a player. I would be stunned if their play right now was to give George Karlaftis that much money guaranteed. That would be the third highest amount of guaranteed money that any defensive lineman or any D-end has gotten so far in NFL history. I've only two players to get more than that guaranteed, Max Crosby and Nick Bosa. If their plan is to give George Karlaftis $60 million guaranteed, I think they have made a mistake on that player. Sometimes I think you can wait. This is where I think, Rob, you and I disagreed a little bit about some of the other deals where I am on George Karlaftis. Hey, we think you're a really good player. Put up some more numbers. Put up another big season and we can have this conversation. We're not saying that we don't want to pay you. We're just saying is we're fine with waiting to pay you. We're going to use the rest of this year. We've already picked up the fifth-year option, which will guarantee you $15 million. So the Chiefs have George Karlaftis under contract for about $19 million for the next two seasons. hey, you're 24 years old. Go out there, ball out, put out a great season together, and then we can have this conversation next year when you put yourself in the conversation for some of the elite pass rushers. I just don't really think that there is a rush to get a deal done for a good player whose contract is not expiring and you still got two more years of control over.
It's possible, and I'm just going to lay out the scenario where here's the rush. He is a player who plays a premium position in the NFL. We don't have to have another conversation like we did yesterday about positional value. We all agree pass rush is premium. End of discussion. He is a guy who has been around his career, let's just say 8.5 to 10 sacks. He's got 25 sacks in 3 seasons. 8.5 basically is the number for what he averages a year. If you think in year 4, he's going to bump up to 11 or 12.5, then because of his position, his value might be going up. And maybe you think you get him done now and you don't have to pay him. I looked it up, the Greg Rousseau contract. Greg Rousseau with the Bills got 4 for $80. That is not the biggest number in the world, but it's also not the smallest in the world. The last 2 seasons, George Karloftis has had more sacks than Gregory Rousseau. Like, so maybe you're trying
to... You're giving him 80 right now?
I'm just saying that was probably the number that the Chiefs are trying to...
Avoid,
so you get it done early, because if he has a big season, that number ain't going lower.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess at least for me, I'm willing to let you do it and then pay you that on the back half rather than pay you before you do it. I'm rather always kind of wait in that scenario. I think this is the challenge when talking about a contract for George Karloftis is kind of like at quarterback, there really is no middle ground. You either get paid like a high-end pass rusher, you're a rookie who we're waiting on you to get paid. Like, if you look at Aiden Hutchinson, for example, he's the 15th highest paid DN. He was a highly drafted player, but we also expect that Aiden Hutchinson is going to get a big contract later on in his career. So when you go from the top, the Nick Bosa, the Myles Garrett, the Max Crosby, if you go from that, there's really not a big gap between those guys and where the high-end rookies. So Abdul Carter hasn't played a snap in the NFL. He's the 13th highest paid player at this position just because of the rookie wage scale. That's why I just don't really know if there's a really good number right now. And if you're asking me, if you're telling me that today the plan is to give George Karloftis 4 years, $80 million and $40 million guaranteed with one double-digit sack season, no Pro Bowls, no All Pros, no nothing, my answer on that is no today. That's not a forever no. That's like a we'll see. Hey, go out there, do some other things, and we'll do it. But not today. I'm not giving him that contract right now. Not when I got an all-pro corner that's waiting to get paid.
I am open to that contract today. A, with the notion that you're going to get the all-pro corner done. And B, if you're proactive and you get the 4 for $80 done today, maybe it looks bad on day one. But let's say he goes has a 12-sack season. I'm not saying he's TJ Watt. But if he has a 12-sack season, you're going to think, oh, we're getting a nice deal at 4 for $40 guaranteed. You actually are getting more value out of the player than you're paying. And if you think, and it's possible so the Chiefs think, there is another half step forward in him, you pay the number now, and when he takes that step forward, you feel like you're actually still having a team-friendly deal. I get what you're saying, but that's the glass-half-empty approach. The glass-half-full is you get the deal done, and all of a sudden he exceeds the deal, and now you have a player who's at a premium position outplaying his contract, and that's win-win-win for everyone involved.
Someone text in, C-Dot, if I had to guess, I think George likes where he is in Kansas City, cost of living, etc. Maybe it's more than just trying to get a monster payday for some guys. If that's the case, he is the most unique 24-year-old National Football League player who is ending his rookie contract and heading into their second deal. This is the time to hit teams over the head. You play a premium position. You have been a healthy player, a part of a championship-level defense. This is the time to go get your money. That's what I would tell him if I was his agent. Bro, what are we doing it for? This is your time to hit. Look at your position. Look at how much you can get paid. Max Crosby put together 12.5 sacks and got $100 million guaranteed. What are we doing this for? Yeah, no, I'm looking for the $100 million deal. Maybe the Chiefs are offering that today, and if that's the case, I would tell George Karloftis to sign. Why are we even discussing this? If you're telling me that you can be the 5th highest paid DN, you can get paid what Montez Sweat got, 4 years, $98 million, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. He should have signed that the moment it was brought up. Really, what? You want to sign me to what? Yeah, no, done. There's not really much else to talk about if we are having that conversation, if that's the contract proposal that has potentially been thrown out there for George Karlaftis. We'll get back to this later in the show. We got BK coming on in about 5 minutes or so. Rob, I don't know how much of the All-Star weekend, week things that you've got a chance to watch. I don't really know if it could have been a last better 2 days for baseball than what we've seen. The Home Run Derby was exciting. Cal Raleigh won it, who has been really one of the stories of the first half of the season. He has 38 home runs as a catcher, looking to try to break Aaron Judge's American League record. You had a very thrilling, exciting comeback in yesterday's All-Star game, and you got a very unique home run swing-off that determined who won the game yesterday. You also had, and I don't want to forget this, a very, very solid tribute to Hank Aaron, who is the home run king in a lot of people's eyes. I thought it was a combination of everything good about baseball. Say what you want about Rob Manfred. I think he has done a really good job in trying to be innovative and trying some new things. Yes, people hated the pitch clock. He ended up being right about the pitch clock. People hated the ghost runner on second base. I think he's going to end up being right about that. Now, let's see if they end up doing this home run swing as a more regular activity. I don't think they are. I think this is a spring training All-Star game thing, but a really fun, unique idea. And I also think that baseball celebrates its history better than the other leagues do. Better than football, better than basketball, better than college football. Baseball does a really good job, whether it's pop culture-wise with the Field of Dreams, whether it's historical like we saw with the Negro Leagues game a couple of years ago. Baseball does a really, really solid job at this stuff. I don't know if you could ask for a better All-Star break than what we've seen baseball has done. Baseball is never going to be what it was 25 years ago or 35 years ago, but baseball still has a very unique and special place in American pop culture and American sports, and I think we saw a lot of that the last couple days in Atlanta.
I also think you saw the future in Atlanta, too. You actually saw the future in the past. I made a nice little tribute there to Clayton Kershaw, get him on the mound, get a standing ovation, he's going to Cooperstown one day. That was a nice moment. And you saw the stars of tomorrow perform well on the major league stage. Tarek Skubal was good. Bobby Witt was good. Paul Skeens was good. Like, they had young stars performing well in the game. So, like, and then you have the ABS system, which I know everyone's going to be hesitant toward more replay and more umpiring, but it seemed to work a little bit last night. It went fast. We got the correct calls. It feels like baseball did a perfect job of honoring the past, looking into the future, celebrating their stars, and really just, this is what you should do with an All-Star game weekend. Don't make it gimmicky. Don't make the game count for home field. Don't do any of that. Just do it like this. And I think they nailed every single aspect of this. And then they were like big on social media, which baseball never is. Like, they were checking all the boxes this week.
You know what? I think baseball kind of gets a bad rap for how it markets its sports. I think baseball gets a really, really tough go of it when it comes for those things. I really do. I think baseball has done a really good job over the last 3-4 years. And for the mistakes that Rob Manfred has made, and I don't think he's made a whole lot. I think he handled the Astros thing incorrectly. But for the most part, I think Rob Manfred has done a good job. What baseball needed to do was adjust to more modern times. And I would say different than the other sports that kind of welcome and open change. I think NBA fans are open to changes. I think football fans are open to changes. That's not really what baseball fans are. I remember baseball fans were mad about them extending the net. Oh, well, all you got to do is get off your phone. People ain't getting off their phone. So why don't we extend the net? And now that they've done it, no one notices and we all go to baseball games and it's just fine. Like, I think baseball has done a really, really good job of these things. And I thought yesterday was an A-plus banner day for the sport as it heads into the second half of the season. So the players have today off, they have tomorrow off, and we'll get back to business coming up on Friday as we are now less than 2 weeks away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Speaking of baseball, let's head to St. Louis to be joined by Brandon Kiley. He is a Mizzou alum. We'll get his thoughts on the Tigers and probably some other things too. BK, how are you doing, man?
I am fantastic, C-Dot. How you doing, man? I need to get back to Weston soon. Every time I think about that town, I think about the time that I thought you were going to take me and Sean Levine and take us out to pasture because we had no idea where we were going. CDOT just kept driving and driving and driving, and we ended up in one of the most fantastic spots I've ever been to.
Well, that's not a name that we speak on the show, but I'm happy to speak on it if that's what you would like to do. I will say, you and I did learn that that person was a lightweight. We did learn that.
Yeah. We can go ahead and end the conversation there if you want to, but yes, that is that is correct.
So there's a lot of things I want to get your thought on. Why don't we start with this? I'm sure by now you've seen the tweet from Ricky Scoops. Now, I don't know who Ricky Scoops is, but he does have a decent batting average, so it's at least something to pay attention to. He is reporting that the Chiefs are talking to George Karlaftis about a new deal, and there's a chance they get a deal done. I'm a little bit surprised because I don't really know how you pay George Karlaftis. He's had one double-digit sack season. He's never made a Pro Bowl, never been an all-pro kind of player. I know why the Chiefs would want to sign him to a deal. I'm a little bit surprised that George Karlaftis wouldn't want to gamble on himself a little bit more, try to go have 12 and a half sacks this season, and probably make an extra $20 or $30 million for himself.
Hey, see, now why am I in St. Louis, right? I'm in St. Louis because this is where my wife's from. Otherwise, I would still be in Kansas City with you guys. Don't mess with happy, man. And George Karlaftis might just be saying to himself, you know what? I'm in a really good situation. I am in a scheme that works for me. I play for a coach that I adore. I'm in an organization that right now is going through the most success that it's ever had and as much success as any franchise ever potentially will. So I'm going to get paid life-changing money. Is it my maximum output? Maybe not. But it's a pretty damn good paycheck, and I'm not messing with happy by being here. So from his perspective, if he's not trying to get the most money possible, it makes a lot of sense, man, because you don't know if this money's going to be there from the Chiefs this time next year, beyond that. I think it could make some sense from both perspectives. I will be very curious to see what that dollar figure is, though, because if he is going to try to get paid like he's, you know, a top 5 to 10 defensive end in the sport, I can't imagine that is something that the Chiefs would be interested in just because they have so many other guys that they're going to have to pay, especially Trent McDuffie in future seasons. So they've got a really tightrope to walk here. I'll be curious to see kind of what the dollar figure would be if that kind of a deal is able to get done.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess that this Chase Young contract is probably the one. 3 years, $51 million, $27 million guaranteed. I mean, that's probably the contract that you feel comfortable at with George Karlaftis at this stage in his career. But that kind of goes again to my point where, I mean, there's a big difference between Chase Young and Montez Sweat. That's really one good year. Montez Sweat got $98 million. Chase Young got $51 million. I hear what you're saying about don't mess with happy and do all those things. We're talking about $45 million we're talking about.
Some of that, though, can get into the funny money, right? Like, it's about the years, and if you get a five-year deal, this goes back to the Trey Smith conversation where, dude, that is a real three-year contract. Like, there is no funny money in that outside of the final year of the contract, and that could just be, like, future renegotiation stuff that's put in there. If you get a five-year deal, a lot of the time, the last 2 years on that, it's just fake, just completely fake money. It drives up the average annual value, and it makes the contract look better than it actually is. So if he gets, you know, a three-year legit contract similar to the likes of which that Trey Smith just got, I mean, that for some guys can be every bit as good as getting a five-year deal that has just a bigger dollar figure attached to it.
We were talking about this yesterday. I guess two things that I want to get your opinion on. The first thing that we were talking about is I don't like the Trey Smith contract just because of positional value. I'm not denying that Trey Smith is a good player. Of course he's a good player. But if you took that contract at wide receiver, that would be the ninth highest paid wide receiver in the league. He is currently the seventh highest paid offensive lineman. Like, not just interior. He is the seventh highest paid offensive lineman in the league, and he plays right guard. I just don't think the positional value is there to give that player $60, $70 million guaranteed.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, man. This and then the Nick Bolton contract as well, I would say they're two contracts that just place that much more pressure on you to be right elsewhere. You can pay your center and your guard a boatload of money, but what it means is you probably have to go cheaper at tackle. And this is where they have to be right on Simmons. They have to be right on Kingsley. They've got to figure it out at right tackle beyond this season where they're going to have a young guy that is in next to Trey Smith. And then Trey has to be the one that floats up the level of success on that right side of the offensive line. So is it my favorite move that the Chiefs have made? No, I personally probably just would have stuck with what you had on the left side. Keep the veteran there, put him next to Simmons and figure out what you're going to do on the right side and maybe even try Kingsley there. And then you've just got like veteran young player next to every single spot on your offensive line. It's a really bold choice. And like you said, the $23 million, this isn't just a lot for a guard. This is real money for a tackle. If they were going to pay a left tackle, it's starting caliber for that. I get what the idea is here, CDOT, but it really just comes back to, like, you have to be right on Josh Simmons. If you are, okay, all the rest of these plans kind of make some sense. You can make it work and you average it out. You're not paying a boatload of money in 26 to your offensive line because you've got a couple of rookie deals. But if you're wrong there and you don't have an answer there, whew, things get real tough real quick.
I do have this thought, and it's, I guess, the second half of that thought as well. I don't want to hear any excuses for the offensive line this year. Not with the amount of resources that they've spent on the offensive line. They gave Jalen Moore $21 million, or if he doesn't start, it's their first-round pick. Their second-round pick is starting at left guard. They think they have the best center in the NFL. They think they have the best right guard in the NFL. The Chiefs think they have one of the best right tackles in the NFL. This needs to look like and play like one of the best offensive lines in the league next year. That means Mahomes needs to be protected. That means this team needs to run the football effectively. They got to win the line of scrimmage in short yardage situations. This needs to be one of the best lines in the league next year.
I'm with you, and I would even take it a step further. Like, it's why I think it's a really big year for this offense in general, right? The excuses should be gone, health permitted. I mean, you now have Hollywood Brown coming back on the same deal that he had last year. They were excited about him last year, and they believed that he was going to open up the deep ball. All right, let's see that now. Rashee Rice is coming back. The expectation is he's going to be healthy. I think he was going to have a monster season last year. Let's see it. You have now Xavier Worthy having been your de facto number one wide receiver a year ago. They never figured it out with the deep ball, but everything else clicked there. All right, you've got a trio of weapons there wide receiver-wise, the likes of which that you really haven't had in the Mahomes era. You've had better individual guys, but three receivers at that level, I think this is probably the best you've had. That should also take a little bit of the pressure off of Kelce. You bring up the offensive line. Even if they're not significantly better at running back, they're definitely deeper at the position and they should have more juice there. Man, this offense should be good. Like, it shouldn't feel like you're pulling teeth anymore when you go through each individual week. If it doesn't feel that way, if it does continue to feel like things are a little off, it's just not clicking, I think it'll be the first time where there are real questions among Chiefs fans about what's going on here. Why does it still feel this way? Previously, you always had the excuses, explanations, whatever you prefer to call it. This year, I think those are pretty much gone, at least going into the season.
It's kind of funny because last year had so much hype and buzz and excitement around it for Mizzou, and I definitely get why that's the case. I think you could argue that this year's team is better than last year's team on paper, but there isn't nearly the buzz this year that it was last year.
I think there's a few reasons for that. One, Burden was just such a huge part of the buzz, right? You came into the season and you're thinking, hey, does this guy, probably not realistic, receivers don't really win the Heisman, but this guy could be in that kind of a conversation, right? You could have at least the hype of it going into week six. Hey, look at where he's at. Look at where that compares to other receivers across college football. Could this be the year that he gets at least a call, a conversation there? So Burden was a huge part of that. You had all of the returning production on the offensive side of the ball, and that's what sells. This year, you don't have a returning quarterback. The receiver position, I think, could be really good for Mizzou. It just lacks the same buzz as a guy like Burden that came in with that kind of hype. Where I agree with you, though, CDOT, is I think this has a chance to be a more complete team than they were a year ago. I think this defense has a chance to be really good, dude. This defensive line is loaded. I mean, you're talking about like four or five defensive ends that you feel really good about going into the season. The secondary brings back almost everybody that they had a year ago. Linebackers should be even better. And it's the second year of this new system. So I think you could be a lot better on the defensive side of the ball. And the offense, while not having the same name recognition as they did last year, I think could end up having a unit overall that has a more clear identity. I think this is very much going to be a run-first offense that flows through different weapons in the passing game. So I think they could be better, even if they're not necessarily as exciting going into the season. And a lot of that comes back to Burden and the lack of a quarterback that we know a whole lot about.
Last thing here, BK, who do you have as this year's Tennessee? What I mean is, I mean, we know that Texas is going to make the playoffs. Georgia is going to make the playoffs. You're going to get those teams in the SEC, but you probably get that Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, one of those teams ends up making the postseason. If you had to guess right now, who is this year's version of Tennessee?
Twofold. One, I think Texas A&M is probably going to get in. Two, you mentioned him, South Carolina. Lenora Sellers is such a stud, man. And you saw him a year ago. That guy, to me, I know Arch Manning, because of the name recognition, is going to get all of the hype coming into this season, and that's deserved. He's going to be a really talented, good quarterback. Lenora Sellers should enter the season as the overwhelming favorite to win the Heisman. I think he's the best player in college football. I think he should be the number one overall pick next year. That guy's a superstar in the making. So to me, South Carolina would be the team that I would be circling just because of how special they are at the quarterback position. And they have a ton of talent returning as well. That would be my maybe like under the radar, probably going to be better than a lot of casual college football fans are expecting.
That is my guy, Brandon Kiley, joining us on the show today. He's doing fantastic work in St. Louis, talking a little Chiefs, talking a little Mizzou here as we are celebrating All-Star Weekend in baseball. BK, man, I appreciate you making time for us today, man. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you. Before I get out of here, Aaron Boone, I don't know that he should for sure be fired, but there should at least be conversations today after what he pulled with that swing off last night. Just unbelievable. The guy that nobody's ever heard of batting third in that, on a moment that nobody will ever forget, for that to be the first time that it's happened to the All-Star game, you've got Bobby Witt standing on third, and for him to not be utilized, just absolutely nasty business by Aaron Boone. So wanted to get that out there. Appreciate you, C-Dot.
Absolutely, BK. That is our guy, Brandon Kiley, joining us on the show today. Really appreciate him popping on the show for us today. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Laird Veach. He is the athletic director at the University of Missouri. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Rob, can you help me understand something? How many years of college football can you play? Like, what's the answer?
I mean, it's supposed to be five, but it feels like players are playing more than five.
So, I always thought the answer was four. You get 4 years on the field to play.
Yeah, okay, four on the field, red shirt, gets hanky, but four, you're right.
So, and that's interesting you even say the five. There is a player right now that is filing a lawsuit against the NCAA to play football this year. He redshirted. He then played his freshman year, played his sophomore year, junior year, senior year. He played 4 years of college football. Well, now he's saying, hey, I mean, I got offered a pretty big NIL deal. I got offered a deal that was worth $450,000. I was going to go play wide receiver at UCLA, and you guys were telling me I can't. Your college career has to end at some point. I love college football. I really do. I love college football. We have to have some rules attached to this. You can't play 2 years of JUCO, then play 4 years at a university and then say, wait, that's not enough. It is enough. I'm sorry. There's another league for you to go to. If you're not good enough to play in that league, I don't know what to tell you. Go to Canada, go to NFL Europe, or go get a job. You played 4 years of college football. That's it. That's the end. So I'll be very intrigued to see. I don't know what the rules are anymore. The quarterback at Vanderbilt, he played JUCO football. He went to Vanderbilt. He has played 5 years of college football. He sued the NCAA because Vanderbilt was going to give him a new contract. He won. He's still allowed to play. No, we cannot do this. This is not right. I'll be excited to talk to the athletic director at Missouri, just some of the transfer rules and the NIL rules. I just don't know what it is right now. Bro, I'm sorry. You played 4 years of college football. It's reached its conclusion. Go to the league. Go to Canada. But your time here is up in the NCAA, so we'll see what ends up happening. Rob, we have spent a lot of time doing this over the summer, and you know what? I enjoy doing it. I like to call it list season. We can be real. There's not a lot going on right now. So the fact that you guys are listening to Sports Talk Radio, you know what? I appreciate you. I see the ratings. The listenership is down because there ain't a lot happening right now. The Royals are under 500. There's no Chiefs news. A little bit. I guess they signed a couple of contracts. The Royals are out trading players. It's not a whole lot going on right now. So I like to call it list season. We got to talk about something. The newspaper writers, they got to write about something. It's 24-hour, 7-news cycle. We got to get it moving. It's list season. So I was reading a list from The Athletic, and they were ranking the top 25 teams of the last 25 years. I've really enjoyed this list season. It's 2025, so we can make a nice round number list. Oh, it's been great. So they ranked the top 25 NFL teams, and on this list, number one was a team that didn't win the Super Bowl. Yes, it was the 2007 Patriots. We all know how that story ended for the 07 Patriots. They lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants. They had them as the best team over the last 25 years. My question to you, can you be considered the best team over the last 25 years if your team did not win the Super Bowl? I still consider the 2007 Patriots to be the best team that we've ever seen. I looked this up earlier today as I was getting ready for the show. They didn't play a single-digit game for the first 2 months of the season. They didn't play a single-digit game until week 9 after Halloween. We're talking about for the first 2 months of the season, they were pummeling teams. I think that was the most complete, the most dominant. I think that's the best football team we've ever seen. I know they lost. I know how they lost. And hey, it was one of the biggest upsets, if not the biggest upset we've ever seen in the National Football League. That doesn't take away from how great the 2007 Patriots were. Not at least for me. If you put every team we've seen over the last 25 years, I will pick the 07 Patriots against them. I don't think they go undefeated against every one of those teams, but I think the 07 Patriots win more of those games against every team than any other team that we've seen over the last 25 years.
I have no problem with the 07 Patriots being number one, and I have no problem with teams saying, people saying if a team didn't win a title, they're still the best team I ever saw. Like, we don't talk about this a lot on this show, but it does come up here and there. I think the best version of the Chiefs was the 2020 Chiefs. The team that lost to the Bucks, that was the most talented roster the Chiefs had. That was the best team I've seen in Kansas City. They went, 14? I don't know if they played 16 or 17 games that year. They had two losses, one real loss. They were only close to the divisional round because of an injury to Patrick Mahomes. They thumped the Bills, and if they were even a little bit healthy, the Chiefs are going to go back-to-back in 1920. We all saw it coming. They were taking care of business with ease that regular season. They did not win the Super Bowl. You still ask me, in the Mahomes era, what's the best version of the Chiefs? I would still tell you it's the 2020 Chiefs. So if I'm going to say that, I can't turn around and be like, well, the 07 Pats are the best team ever because no rings. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. So I have no problem with a person saying the best team is a team that did not win a title. That is fine by me. I think in pro sports, that is a fine metric to compare because you're right. That 07 Patriots team, like the minute it was Halloween and people were like, oh yeah, they're going to go undefeated. You just had this feeling they were going to just smoke people, and they did. So yeah, I have no problem with them being number one.
It is looking at the numbers from that season. I mean, Tom Brady completed 68% of his passes for 4,800 yards, 50 touchdown passes. He had 8 interceptions that year. You could argue that's probably the best version of Randy Moss that we've ever seen, which is crazy to say because he's Randy Moss. Randy Moss had 98 catches for 1,500 yards and had 23 touchdowns. And their number two wide receiver was Wes Welker, who led the NFL in catches with 112, had 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns that year. I mean, just an absolute dominant performance. Their point differential was plus 320. They outscored teams by 320 points that year. Just absolute heavyweight, dominant team. Yes, I know what happened in the Super Bowl, but for my money, I think that's the best team that we've ever seen. I think that 2007 Patriots.
I apologize for interrupting. Is that the best wide receiver season we've ever seen?
I think so.
What Randy Moss did that year, no one touched. First off, 21 touchdowns is absolutely
23.
Pardon me.
Yeah, 23 touchdowns.
There are quarterbacks that don't do that in a season now in a passing league. Yeah. 98 catches for that yards and 20. That's the single greatest wide receiver season we have ever seen, period. And yeah. No respect to Jerry Rice, Randy Moss. Good Lord.
No, that's a dominant year. That's why I said it's crazy to say that the best version of Randy Moss was in 2007. We're not counting some of those amazing years that he had with Minnesota, like a young prime Randy Moss. I mean, one of the more dominant players of all time. And he just came in very motivated, obviously had a lot to prove leaving Oakland, and went out and just put together an absolute monster season back in 2007. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Laird Veach. He is the athletic director at the University of Missouri. Happy to talk to him coming up next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.